Your education, what was the first school you attended?
Tanglewood. Tanglewood was a two-room country school where we did it, you know, had two teachers and probably 50 students, all the more. And I learned probably as much there as I did through my university years.
Tanglewood, was that a town?
No, it was just the name of a school.
But it was where?
It was 5 miles west of Sand Springs.
Okay.
And the best teacher I ever had, Bonnie Dunn, she taught me more about life and living and being a good man. But she was also my school bus driver, which was her present, her car. And what a wonderful woman.
Yeah. So how many years, how many grades?
Eighth grade.
You went there through the eighth grade?
Through the eighth grade.
In a two-room schoolhouse?
Two-room schoolhouse, yes. There was two teachers, one through the fourth and fourth through the eighth grade. Yes.
Wow. So then from there, you went to what school?
Sand Springs High School. It was called Charles Page later, but at that time it was Sand Springs High School.
And did you participate in sports?
I tried, but all the WW2 boys came back, and the little guys that weighed 125 pounds could hardly make out the team when some of those boys were married and had children and coming back to high school.
Yeah, you're talking about the veterans that came back from World War II at that time, but didn't you do some wrestling?
Yes, I was. Well, I helped start the wrestling program here. I wrestled a little in college until I met a couple of guys that knew how to wrestle. But yes, I changed a lot of young men's lives through our wrestling program.
That's great. So then in high school?
Yes.
Did you enjoy your time there?
Yes. I was president of the senior class, and I had a lot of fun.
You were in the band?
Oh, yeah, the band, the high school band.
And what did you play in the high school band?
Clarinet and alto sax.
Yeah. Well, you showed leadership early on then, didn't you, being president of your senior class?
Well, I loved school. I would deliver the milk every morning into the orphanage and the widow's colony, 5 miles and 5 miles back, and at that time hitchhiked and made 8 o'clock band practice.
Wow.
But during the war years, you could put up your thumb and anybody go by? No, because everybody had gas rationing, warning, you picked up that person and knew it was going to be okay.
Yeah. So we have Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
December 7th, 1941. And then you would have been 11 years old about that time.
Yes.
Do you remember that day?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, I had woke up from having pneumonia. And my grandmother was sitting beside me. And she was crying. And I said, "Grandma, what's wrong?" And she said, "Well, the Japanese just bombed Pearl Harbor. And we'll go to war. And both of my boys will be there." And sure enough, they were, both of them. Jody was with Patton in Germany. And Paul was laying pipelines to the tanks in Italy. Her two boys.
So those were your uncles, actually, then?
Those were my uncles. Yes. I was always upset because I wasn't quite old enough. The day I turned 17, I went over and joined the Naval Reserve and stayed in the Naval Reserve until I got in college, and they were paying $10 a month, and I could get an advanced ROTC for $30. So I got the advanced ROTC.
All right. President Roosevelt.
Yes. Quite a man.
And was president then, of course.
Yes.
You remember the day he died?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, first time I saw my mom and dad cry, the only other time was when Will Rogers went down the airplane crash. The two times I saw my mom and dad cry.
Yeah. And it brings you to crying right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Do not feel sorry. That's okay to cry. We laugh and we cry both, so no problem at all. So that shows you how big these two people were, President Roosevelt and Will Rogers.
Yes.
Do you remember listening to either Will Rogers or President Roosevelt on the radio?
Oh, yes. Yes, especially Roosevelt. Roosevelt was a very strong voice.
Yeah.
And, yes.